want to be when you grow up? The question we ask children, when I was asked when I was a kid, I would alternate between being a hog buyer or being president. Which have nothing in common, and nor do I wish to be either one of them today. But a lot of times I enjoy asking kids this because it gets some idea what's going on in their little heads. But notice how the answer that we give to that question is almost always what we want to do rather than be. Readings today suggest to us a better question is, who do you want to be when you grow up? First reading from Sirach focuses on the question, who are we becoming? It says, the Lord sets before us fire and water, good and evil, life and death. And what we choose will be given to us. We are not victims as much as we sometimes think. But each day we make choices that shape who we are becoming. Sometimes in the confession, people will wonder aloud, how did I get so far off track? And I always think to myself, yep, I know what that feels like. And I will quote our founding pastor, Father Supple. One of the things he would often say is, pay attention to small decisions. Pay attention to those small daily decisions, because that's where the real decision, the real direction of our life is made. Choices that we make now shape our lives later. This week, I met with a young couple to set a date for a wedding in the church. And the bride-to-be told me, Father, we have chosen not to live together before we are married. I said to her, well, many of your peers think this is just fine. Why would you make that choice? And she simply said, because it is not God's way. I find it refreshing to meet young couples who see through the lies of this culture. Couples who seek to do things God's way, not their way, or the way of our culture. I told them they are very wise. They're building a solid foundation for their marriage. The gospel today is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. And in this section from today, Jesus talks about three ways that our lives might get off track. First is anger. It seems like many of us struggle with anger, and I'm not really sure why. But anger happens when we are trying to control something or someone we cannot control. Or when we replay wrongs done to us over and over and over again in our mind. And Jesus says, anger and bitterness is no way to live a good and noble life. Second is lust. We swim in a culture full of dehumanizing views of sexuality. And we slowly learn how to use people. We forget that healthy relationships are about what I can give to you, not what I can get from you. Jesus says, be a slave to immediate gratification, using people for my selfish purpose is no way to live a good and noble life. is the inability to make and keep commitments, which again is quite common in our culture. It is to let people down when something or someone better comes along. It's not being true to my word. And Jesus says, lack of integrity is no way to live a good and noble life. The Sermon on the Mount goes beyond external behavior regulated by laws, and it looks deep into the soul, where true virtue and vice reside. So when we ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, they usually tell us what they want to do. Readings today suggest a deeper and a better question. Who are you becoming? The great answer to that would be, I want to become a saint. Each and every day of our lives, we make choices that shape who we are becoming. But without being deliberate and intentional about them, we will become just like everybody else. There is only so much that we can do about the world around us. But there's a lot that we can do about the world inside of us.